Welcome to Inside Analog Photo. I'm your host, Scott Shepard. The Inside Analog Photo radio program is all about the traditional photographic process. We talk about all aspects of analog photography, including the hybrid workflow. You can find out more information over at www.insideanalogphoto.com. And of course, Inside Analog Photo is brought to you by Fujifilm, making life more colorful. These guys have the coolest instant photography materials known to mankind. They have, of course, the pack film in 3.25 by 4.25 and 4x5, color and black and white. They have the Instax systems in the wide format, the Instax 210 camera and film, and of course the Instax Mini in the Instax Mini 7 and the Instax Mini 25, both in color film. Beautiful stuff. There's nothing cooler than instant photography. You get a print, because if you don't have a print, you don't have a real photograph. This is great fun stuff. This is great for art. This is great for business. This is cool stuff. You definitely want to check them out over at www.fujifilmusa.com/professional, making life more colorful. Our friends over at Photo Publicist, providing worldwide publicity, strategic promotion, social media marketing, and business development for the photographer, turning photographers into celebrities. You can find out more information over at www.photopublicist.com. Our friends at Richard Photo Lab for the highest quality work known to mankind anywhere on this planet. Unbelievable developing, scanning, and of course, output on high quality Fuji Crystal Archive. Unbelievable cool stuff these guys are up to. And remember, you don't have a photograph unless you have a print in your hand, and you need to print your pictures. This is important. You need to supply proofs to your customers and even print your own work, because it's not about looking at it on a monitor. It's about holding a print in your hand. Definitely check these guys out at Richard Photo Lab, of course, at richardphotolab.com. Our friends over at DR5. DR5 Chrome Black and White Developing, that turns your black and white neg into, that's right, black and white chrome. Unbelievable stuff. www.dr5.com. Our friends over at Upstrap at upstrap-pro.com for the camera strap that will not slip off your shoulder, guaranteed bar none, the coolest strap around. Our friends at Iger Studios for the finest quality drum scans known to mankind, igerstudios.com. Our official media partner, APUG, the Analog Photography User Group, for all things traditional photographic process on the web, www.apug.org. And our official philanthropic partner, George Eastman House International Museum of Photography and Film, over at www.eastmanhouse.org. On this week's Inside Analog Photo, we're going to be joined by Brandon Sweet. Brandon is a fine art photographer out of Minnesota, specializing in weddings, portraits, beautiful photography. We're going to talk to Brandon about his transition from digital to film, what he likes to shoot, what he's doing, his workflow. A lot of great inspiration coming out of Brandon. You can find out more about Brandon and his work over at www.bsweetphoto, that's B, the letter B, sweetphoto, F-O-T-O.com. Brandon, how you doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us on Inside Analog Photo. Great to have you on the program today to talk about yourself, your photography, your use of film, and all these cool things that you're up to.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So, Brandon, let's talk about yourself. Tell us about what you're up to. Give me the elevator pitch, and then we'll dig deeper.
Just shooting as much as possible, really. I mean, I'm a wedding and portrait photographer mostly, but every single day I try to get out and shoot a little bit of personal work if I can, if I have time, which I usually am pretty good about making time for that. Doing a lot of experimenting with different cameras, different films lately.
So, Brandon, let's talk about how you got involved in photography. What sparked off the bug to make you want to go out and take pictures of people?
Really, people, it was kind of just a friend of a friend. People are always asking you to take their picture. But really, what got me interested initially was nature photography and my dad. He was a huge gardener, and I was always playing around with his SX70 Polaroid camera and shooting whatever I could with that. And that's kind of what initially got me interested. From there, I shot a little bit of film, and then everyone told me to get a digital camera, and that's what I did. And I started shooting digital and kind of enjoyed the photography process. But other than that, it just didn't feel the same until I started shooting film again. And now it's like I've been reborn, to be completely honest. That's what it feels like. It's just amazing.
Why do you think going from digital to film, how did this change things? What was the big revelation on why?
Honestly, I don't know. It's magic. I just feel like a photographer again. Like, I got stuck behind the computer and trying to get my work to look like all these other people and seeing what they're doing. I mean, it's inspiring, but at the same time, it's kind of limiting to have the computer there to change it. And now that I'm shooting film, it's just like I'm a real live photographer and I'm taking real pictures. And everything I do is in the camera and I don't have to worry about anything later on. And I'm free to have fun and live my life. And it's just very, I guess, inspiring for me.
I think that is interesting that when you break the chains of digital and digital post-production, it's a revolution. It's quite different that I think once people are involved in digital photography and get so involved in the technology and the software, and it's great, digital is killer for certain things. You can't get away with it when it comes to a lot of stuff, but I think for what you're shooting and portraiture and wedding stuff, it's very organic. It's like it's alive.
Exactly. And then that's what it is. It's just every time I get film back from the lab, it's like Christmas. And it's nice to be able to feel like that again. Whereas when I was shooting digital, it's like, okay, well, I shot this session, I spent a couple hours here, and now I have to go home and spend hours messing with the images and stepping on them until they look like crap, essentially. But now with film, it's just, I shoot it, and then I get it back, and it's, here you go. Like, that's it. That's the image. This is what I did. And this is what I've spent countless hours reading about to learn how to do, and here it is. I don't have to become a computer genius or whatever to produce my photography anymore. It's just my photography, which is great.
So let's chat about the differences in what you're shooting, black and white over color. Why do you pick one over another?
That's a hard question. I feel like me, personally, I'm a better color shooter. I mean, I see in color and I shoot color, and most of my work that people respond to is my color work. But black and white, it's got that romantic quality to it and just holds so much emotion in it that I'm really trying to get better at that. And my personal work is lately black and white and just trying to make better images in black and white. I can't do it the same as I can color, but it really depends on the situation. Most like reception situations, I shoot primarily black and white. I feel like it just captures emotion better. Same with ceremonies, any emotional time, I feel like black and white just is what's needed for that.
When you're out shooting, do you take different bodies with one with black and white, one with color, or do you anticipate and know what's going to be going down and just load accordingly?
It really depends on the time of the day. Usually, I like to keep it simple, one body, one lens, and I'll maybe have like a roll of black and white in my pocket just in case I want to switch it up. For personal work, lately I've been shooting with a Yashica mat and also a rangefinder. I've been having fun with the rangefinders. But portrait sessions, it's one camera and then one film and just kind of going out there and getting what I can with that and trying to just improve on my portraiture and my composition.
What's the biggest challenge you've found going from digital to film? Has there been any challenge at all? Any issues?
Honestly, because I mean, I shot film back when I was in high school and things like that, and shooting film again, the first couple rolls weren't the most promising. But after that, it just produced the look I wanted to, and it was like a breath of fresh air. It can be kind of difficult when you're talking to clients, and when you initially tell them that you shoot film, they kind of step back for a second. That kind of scares them for some reason, even though when I'm shooting film, I feel 1,000% more confident that the image is going to turn out.
Let's chat about what your clients say when you tell them. Do they come to you looking for Brandon because you're shooting film? Or they just like your look? I mean, how do people know what you're up to? And what kind of reactions do you get when you tell them, well, hey, I'm shooting this on film? Do they think you're some kind of old school freak? What are you getting feedback-wise?
Really, they have no idea that I'm shooting film until I mention it to them. Even though I feel like I post it all over my blog and I'm always trying to tell like technical details about what I'm shooting. But really, they kind of come to me and they're like, hey, we like the work you're producing. I do actually hear that it's natural and organic quite often, which makes me pretty happy to hear that I'm not doing too much to it or anything like that. But usually, yeah, they come to me for my look, basically. When I tell them I shoot film, they usually are pretty surprised and ask me if it's like a huge expense and how do you survive shooting film. And a lot of times, they're surprisingly surprised that people still shoot film.
Have you had people leave and not want to do business because you were shooting film?
One time, and that was recently. It was actually yesterday, where someone said we decided to go to a digital shooter for environmental purposes, I guess. But that's the one and only time. Usually people are super excited about it. I'm trying to book more clients that are into more of the artistic aspect of photography. as opposed to digital imaging and things like that. So usually they're pretty happy about it when they find out I shoot film. And even the brides that I have now and the people I have booked for future, just on a weekly basis, it seems like I'm getting compliments on my film work, and they're just pretty excited about it.
I think looking at your blog, you've been getting more comments about the film stuff than you did with your digital.
Yeah, I'm trying to completely remove the digital from my entire website. I don't even try to look at it anymore. I think I've shot digital since January or December even.
Try to clean that capture off your website.
Exactly, and I'm trying to produce a certain look that people respond to, and that's what they respond to for me. And like you were saying, I mean, digital works for a lot of people, and they can do great things with it. But me, it just, I don't know. Like, I've always loved photography, but since I've started shooting film, it's been brought to a whole new level.
You're in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Tell me how the typical photographer is in the area. Are you the only film shooter in town? Do you have a lot of competition? How does that work out?
Honestly, I don't know if there's a lot of film shooters around here. It's been hard for me to find them, at least in the wedding and portrait business. Everyone's shooting digital. When I was selling all my digital gear off on Craigslist and eBay, I came across some of those people, and they just were extremely surprised that I was shooting film. Just like, how can you do that? What is it? Why do you do that? It's so expensive, and all the reasons you hear not to shoot film or why they shoot digital, and they decide to get into it about it. But really, I mean, it's a pretty relaxed city. I don't know what it's like to be anywhere else. I've never really had a business anywhere else. But other than that, it's been great living here and shooting in Minneapolis. I love it.
So tell me about your personal work. Tell me about how you keep shooting personal things to keep you from getting burned out. I think a lot of people just worry about work, 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 and they don't actually have a project. Are you doing special personal projects that are concentrated in a specific topic? Or is it really just whatever, you just go out with a camera and take pictures? What have you been doing for the personal stuff to keep you from getting completely burnt and fried?
Both, actually. I've been shooting specific projects. I really like working within a series and kind of trying to have an end goal when I'm shooting. But then I'm always shooting my girlfriend, my dog, my family, my dad, everything around me. I'm just constantly trying to learn and expand on what I'm doing and trying different cameras. And it just really keeps me energized to produce more work and try new things in my portraits and my wedding work. I'm working on a few series right now, kind of reproducing things that I worked on in the past that I never quite felt happy with. I'm working on a series kind of about loneliness and being alone. Not that I'm lonely or alone, but that's kind of what the series is about. I'm still trying to work out exactly what it's going to mean in the end. I have no idea, but those things kind of seem to evolve after a while. But I'm doing that all on a 35mm rangefinder and then Neopan 1600 for that, just to kind of produce a consistent look with it.
Let's talk about films and development. You're doing all of your black and white yourself in-house, correct?
I'm kind of working towards that. Right now, I'm doing all my personal black and white in-house, and then hopefully next few weddings, I'll do about 50% or so. Anything with any special development or anything like that, I'm going to do myself. And the biggest reason is so I can see the results tomorrow and know what I screwed up and know what I didn't screw up and what worked for me, just kind of as a learning process. And plus, I love it. It's just a whole other area or aspect of photography, developing your own film. And it's great. I love it.
A lot of people that are listening don't currently develop their own stuff, and they send it off to labs, and there's some great labs. Tell me about what you get in return for souping your own black and white. Is it just more of the I get to see it now aspect, or is it more of the whole tactile creative experience on developing this so when it's all done, you actually have a picture?
Yeah, that's the huge part is I get to experiment with it, and I get to see, well, I developed this in D76 for 16 minutes. And then I didn't quite like it. I'll do it for 17 minutes the next day and try it out and see. It's just kind of amazing to be a part of that process. I mean, you get that argument a lot with digital photography that you shoot film, so you're kind of like stepping back on the creative process, which is completely untrue because you're working within certain limitations, but then you shoot certain films certain ways to produce a certain look, and that look can be yours. I mean, you look at a lot of the huge wedding photographers or any film photographer out there for that matter. And they all have a special look despite working within those limitations of a certain film or a certain scanner or processing. But for me, the whole developing my own film, it's just amazing. There's nothing like it. just sitting down, getting the chemicals to a certain temperature and agitating the film. It just really connects you to your work. It's like a child or something. I didn't feel like that with digital photography. It was completely different. Or even when I send it off to the lab, it's still a completely different experience. I get the negatives back from the lab, and it's a different experience than when I develop my own negatives, because I feel like those in themselves are a piece of artwork, whereas when I get them back from the lab, it's like, oh, put them online and whatever I got to do, and I kind of put off looking at the negatives, unfortunately.
So really, I think with doing the creative process from beginning to end actually gives you, and I think it gives a lot of people much more satisfaction in what they're doing, and they consider it more of a piece of art than just an image.
Exactly. And it's a completely different work of art than just taking the picture, which, I mean, in its own is great, but actually producing a print, which I'm working on turning my kitchen into a wet lab right now, but it's taking a bit longer than expected.
Yeah, that's a hard project there to turn the kitchen into a lab, because you got to do a lot of light masking, unless your kitchen is to where you can block it off.
The light masking I got done now, that was easy enough with some trash bags, etc. But I'm kind of trying to just let the things I need come to me instead of actively purchasing them, which is working out surprisingly well, but it's obviously not going to be up tomorrow.
Well, I think that's one thing about when people find out that you're shooting film, they like to give you cameras and darkroom goodies, and people want to off their film stuff on people.
Yeah, exactly. And literally pennies on the dollar. It's like you're getting enlargers for 10 bucks or something. It's like, sweet. That works out for me.
So let's talk about shooting for work. When you're out doing these things, you typically do full package engagements and then weddings. I mean, how's that process work out, and how much are you shooting of different things? Are you having people just do an engagement and they book a wedding later, or what are they doing once they see your work?
It's really varying, because I'm still trying to work out my price list to something that I feel like really benefits my business and really benefits my clients and how exactly I want to do that. In the past, I have done engagements and weddings. What I really enjoy doing is becoming friends with my wedding clients and then being like, hey, let's go out and shoot. And it's like a huge surprise for them. We're like, oh, sweet, we're getting an engagement session pretty much for nothing. And I kind of like that aspect for it. And that's kind of what I'm going for, is more of a friend-based clientele as opposed to like clients and just having everything defined too strictly.
Brandon, which way are you marketing your photography? Are you word of mouth? Are you actively pursuing it, telling people that you do analog capture? How have you worked these things together, and how does this plan out?
It's 100%, as of right now, word of mouth. I've done print ads in the past, and I've done a few online ads, but they didn't seem to produce the kind of clients that I was looking for at that time. Word of mouth is a really good way to go for me right now. I feel like when people come to me through a past client, they know what to expect. Chances are they know the kind of work I produce. They know the mindset I'm in. They know that I'm more focused on the art aspect as opposed to just bam, 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 this is what I'm going to do kind of production style. So right now it's word of mouth. I'm really trying to get better at submitting my work to magazines and blogs, but I've been horrible at that, to be completely honest.
That's a full-time job doing that, and I think, too, submitting images for magazines and blogs, especially in the wedding category, they're more interested in details than they are really pictures of the bride and groom.
Yeah, that's true. I'm definitely trying to get better at the details, too. That's another kind of personal goal for me. I always have little goals where I'm trying to get better at, and that's a huge one, trying to get better at the detail shot.
Let's chat about female photographers versus male photographers when it comes to shooting a wedding. Do you find that you can do just as good a job as a girl would, because girls are into weddings and all that kind of stuff, and guys are like, well, okay, I'm going to show up and do my deal, but I really don't care?
Yeah, I mean, I hope I do as good of a job as any of the girls, but I mean, there is definitely a tension there when you get to a wedding and the bride's getting ready and there's 10 girls in there all talking about things, and then they say something and everyone looks at you like, oh my God, we just said that in front of a guy. And it's like, oh, don't look at me. I see it every single weekend. It's not really a big deal. But for me, it's fine. And that uncomfortable aspect of it is gone within the first half an hour. And I hope that my photography doesn't show that it's like uncomfortable or anything like that. But there is obviously a difference in being a woman. I feel like a woman would have an advantage in that aspect of it, just like a guy would have an advantage going to photograph all the men. And it's just kind of a different dynamic. But that said, I feel like I get to the point in the day where that doesn't really affect it as much as it might have at the beginning when you're first meeting with them. I feel like it gets to a point where everyone's just hopefully friends at this time.
That's the thing, and I think that's a key point of what you said earlier, trying to make this connection, because really, yes, the images are beautiful and they have an organic look to them, but I think really in wedding photography that it's the connection you have with your client, and they need to be your friend, and you guys need to be relaxed, and it needs to be an open deal. That's so very important in this type of work.
Exactly, and I'm really starting to realize that now. Used to kind of, as soon as someone wanted to book me, it was like, okay, let's do this. But now it's definitely more of me interviewing the client process now, whereas I don't want to take work on where I don't feel completely compatible with you. Basically, what I'm really trying to do, and the end goal, is turn my clients into friends. And 50% of my clients, after the wedding, we end up hanging out together, and we kind of go out on a couple dates with my girlfriend. But essentially, at some point during the day, the dynamic changes when you're shooting their wedding. At first, it might be kind of weird, but then we can kind of talk to them, and then they feel like they can connect with you, and you connect with them, and it's a really nice point to get to. And I'm really trying to push that with my bookings, where I book clients that are more into the same things that I'm into, art and whatever else, and they're really good friends to have, basically. Instead of kind of just shopping you for your price or whatever reason they might book you. But it's nice to book someone who you can be friends with and then who they're completely open to tell you this is what you did wrong or this is where you can improve or this is what we want. Because that's another thing. A lot of clients are afraid to tell you what they want. And then you might shoot their portrait session or something and then they're like, well, we're looking for more of this. Which I haven't dealt with lately because I'm finally getting to that point where people book me for my work instead of my prices.
Exactly. I mean, like you said, I think you're to the point to where people are booking you because of the work and it's not really a price factor. And I've always found the people that are always looking for the price, I don't know, it never really works right. It's not too cool.
No, it never does because they don't really know what to expect out of you when they book you for a price because they don't really take the time to get to know you. Probably at that point, you probably don't get to know them and what they're looking for. But when you kind of have common understanding of what they're looking for and what you produce, and if it works, then it's great. Then it kind of just works out and everyone's happy and go on from there and be friends, hopefully.
How much time do you typically get to spend with your client before you shoot their wedding? Is it just the engagement session? Do you try to book more things? I mean, how much time do you typically get with these people before you actually go do their deal?
In the past, it wasn't very much time. Now it's starting to turn into more of a friendship. Like, I'll make them dinner, they'll make me dinner, and then my girlfriend will kind of have like a couple's date and hang out, and then maybe go take some pictures and turn it into an engagement session or something like that, which is what I'm aiming for. I mean, I'm at my computer all day. I'm here for them to ask me questions or tell me what they like or what they're looking for inspiration with their wedding. I'm completely here and encourage that. Just ask me questions. Don't be afraid to ask me if I think this would be a good or a bad idea, even if you haven't seen me produce it, or if it's not like a popular decision among wedding photography or something like that.
Let's talk about the day. Do you do a lot of the traditional formal portraiture? Or are you more of a fly on the wall? How would you classify your style of wedding photography?
I would say about half and half. I love doing portraits. They're one of my favorite things during the day, surprisingly. Like, you hear photographers all the time talk about how they hate doing the formal photography, and I love doing it as long as it's done in a way that clients expect me to produce, I guess I would say. And then during the ceremony, I'm complete fly on the wall. I don't go jumping up front. I don't get in the way and shoot flash and do these things, which isn't bad for some photographers. It completely works for them, but that's just not me. I'm not a very outgoing person in that sense. Where I just kind of try to stay in the back and kind of just capture the emotion of the ceremony. And same goes for the reception. I just kind of fly in the wall, take pictures.
So what's your favorite part of the day? What do you like shooting the best when you go do weddings? Is it formals? I mean, you like to take portraits, but what's really what you dig the best?
I would probably say it's a tie between getting ready and kind of like early in the day.
Sort of the anticipation of the day, the build up.
Yeah, exactly. I like really kind of capturing the emotion during that part of the day. And everyone's kind of nervous, and usually everyone's running late, and I kind of like capturing that part of the day. And then I would say also like getting family formals. I don't really call them formals because I don't really take typical formal photographs, more like informal photography, portraits, usually outdoor lighting. kind of more natural portraits where people actually look like they like each other instead of like, hey, let's all stand in this line and look extremely stoic or something like that.
So with all the photography that you've been shooting and the stuff that you've been doing, what do you look forward to doing in the future that you haven't got to shoot? Is it personal project, destination wedding? What do you really want to do that you haven't got to shoot yet, Brandon?
I definitely want to do destination weddings or get to the point where I at least do a few of them a year. That's not an end goal, but it's kind of a place where I want to be at in my photography. I also want to build my portrait business, whereas right now most of my portraits are related to wedding photography in some aspect. But I want to do more portrait or editorial lifestyle work, things like that. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to, I would say.
And any other genres that have an interest? Children, pets?
Nature photography.
Nature.
Nature, definitely. I mean, that's where I kind of started photographing flowers, and I used to spend weekends just driving and sleeping in my car taking pictures. Really love doing that and hiking and bringing my camera along. I definitely want to do more of that in the future.
Is there a way to tie in the nature stuff with people where you can do environmental portraits? I mean, how would that be with you intermixing subjects with nature things?
I've definitely thought of doing that. I kind of had a series in mind where I do environmental nude portraits, but I still haven't, unfortunately.
It's hard to find models for that sometimes.
People always think I'm creepy or something if I approach them for something like that. It's completely artistic, like mostly focused on nature photography. I have a specific look in mind where I want to shoot maybe square format, but probably 6-4-5. Like some HP5 pushed a few stops, and I actually had the opportunity to test it out last weekend a little bit, and it produced a look that I'm pretty happy with, but still kind of need to get it a little more tweaked to something that I want to start the series on, I guess.
So let's talk about gear. What are you shooting on?
For weddings, I'm shooting primarily 35mm. I'm shooting a Canon EOS 1 and then a Canon EOS 3. And then I shoot also the rangefinder occasionally, which is the Voigtlander Bessa R. And then I'm also shooting the Yashica Mat LM for personal work, and also a Mamiya 6-4-5 for mostly personal work, and then also engagement sessions and portraits. And then I have a few lenses that I use specifically.
How much do you figure in the play of gear that you're shooting with versus what you're outputting? Does it really matter what you're shooting with? Do you find that the gear makes a difference, or is it really just the photographer?
I think it's how you use the gear. How you shoot it, how you kind of use the gear to your advantage, and how you play within its limitations, like any film or anything like that. You shoot it a certain way to get a certain look. And there's obviously photographers that contacts is their look, and they use it to produce a certain look. Whereas for weddings, I shoot primarily 35mm and just haven't felt the need to move to medium format, even though I love shooting it because it's definitely a huge, substantial thing, and it's nice.
Let's talk about your output and what are you supplying your customer? Is it just a high-res image on a disc? Are you doing prints and albums? I think the medium format stuff is great, and yes, you have more clarity and there's more detail, but really, depending on what the output is, I think 35 is completely adequate for most things.
Well, I'm working it into my packages now that I give every client a print. Some of the old clients that were kind of more like shoot and burn kind of things, I'm still providing a print, but more as like, hey, here you go, like surprise. I really feel like that's the finished product, and it's completely different. I meet with clients all the time that tell me when they actually see the finished product in front of their face, it's just completely different experience than seeing it on the web. So I'm always trying to give them at least some proof prints or an album or whatever else.
Let's talk about emulsions. Who's shooting Fuji, Kodak? What do you like for black and white? How do you expose? What do you like to do to create the look that you've been able to do versus what you were doing in digital?
I'm shooting primarily for color, Fuji 400H, and I'm exposing it 2+ stops, metering for the shadows. And then for black and white, I'm shooting a lot of Neopan 1600 and Delta 3200. That's primarily what I use.
What about Polaroid? Are you doing any kind of instant work? Do you have any wants and needs to want to shoot instant photography where you don't have a neg or you can tweak stuff? What's your thoughts on the whole instant photography?
I shoot a little bit with the Instax. I got one of those a few months ago, and I've used a little bit, not as much as I would like to. But I'm also looking into getting another 4x5 camera and then shooting with that, and I'll probably shoot instant stuff with that. I mean, I love the instant gratification. I mean, everyone likes it. It's nice to be able to shoot something and then 2 minutes later see the result.
Yeah, I think what's cool as well is you have a print in your hand. You have a real photograph. So I think it's uniquely cool in that aspect that you do get something right in your hand at that point.
Yeah, it's the finished product right then and there, and you don't have to print it out. It's just kind of like take the picture and then it's there.
So you're setting up the darkroom. You have all this other stuff going. What's your goal here? What do you want to achieve that you haven't got to do yet?
Honestly, every day I feel like my goal changes a little bit. I just want to get better at what I do and feel happy. I get to a point where I get really happy and excited about the work I'm producing. Then a few days later, I'm like, oh, well, I could do this better and I could do this better or that better. So I'm trying to just keep improving on that and get to a point where I just feel more comfortable, I guess, with my photography.
Very cool. So, Brandon, tell me where people can look at your work. You have a Twitter feed up. You have your blog. You got a lot of cool stuff cooking. I think people really need to go look at what you're up to. And I think if they start following your stuff on the blog, they can see how things are evolving even daily.
Yeah. I mean, I try to post blog content every day, maybe every other day, depending on if I have time or if I even think about it. Sometimes I forget. View my blog and my website at bsweetphoto.com. And then obviously I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and there's links, I'm sure, on my website to both Facebook and Twitter.
This is beautiful photography, and I think people should really look at what you're doing, and it's very cool to see you grasp the analog nature and find something over digital capture that I think is very refreshing, and how you've been able to take complete control of your work. It's very cool. And I do really appreciate it that you took the time today to chat with us and tell us about your photography.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Well, there you go. Brandon Sweet. What a great guy, cool photographer, beautiful use of film, and an all-around cool guy. Definitely check out his website at bsweetphoto, that's bsweetphoto.com. The Inside Analog Photo radio program has been brought to you by Fujifilm for their full line of instant cameras and film, and of course, fine quality Fuji Crystal Archive paper over at www.fujifilmusa.com/professional. Our friends at Photo Publicist, worldwide publicity, strategic promotion, social media marketing, and business development over at www.photopublicist.com. Our friends at Richard Photo Lab for the finest quality lab in the country, richardphotolab.com. Our friends over at DR5 for black and white chrome at dr5.com. Upstrap for the finest quality camera strap that will not slide off your shoulder at upstrap-pro.com. Our friends over at Iger Studios at igerstudios.com. And of course, our media partners of the Analog Photography User Group at apug.org. And our official philanthropic partner, George Eastman House, over at eastmanhouse.org. I've been your host, Scott Shepard, here on Inside Analog Photo. We'll be back next week with more great analog photography.